I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Syrian refugee crisis is now nearing the five-year mark, and more than 13 million men, women, and children are still displaced and in need of humanitarian assistance. Food for the Hungry has been engaged in work with the refugees, coming alongside the local church in Lebanon, Iraq, Jordan, and Syria to provide food, water, and more. But winter presents special challenges for care. Pete Howard of Food for the Hungry explains it's a struggle for survival.
And they're doing everything they can to huddle around what little stoves they might have to stay warm and to keep themselves fed. So we've been trying to get blankets, mattresses, warm clothing, and then a big thing is fuel for the stoves that can be used safely inside of the shelters.
FH empowers the local church to be the hands and feet of Christ in the Middle East. And another country in unending war is Ukraine, which has actually been breaking at the seams for 2 years now. Chad LaForce from Force for Christ.
They're fighting a conflict on multiple fronts, not just from aggression in the east, but also from being a fairly new democracy and also having dealt with some corruption. Can they save themselves? I think they're doing a really good job of that, but I also think that they need help.
The country needs prayer, especially for kids.
The children over there specifically need our help because the need is really great, and I think that need is somewhat bigger than what Ukraine is prepared to bear the burden of at this present time.
Force for Christ runs a hosting program. Needs your help.
We need Christian families to be willing to step out of their comfort zone, to want to embrace these children, to recognize that this is a ministry that God has called us to.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Don't worry if you came into the conversation midstream. We've got the whole thing plus web links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.